The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, good people? Welcome back to the Heath Mulligan Project, the podcast where we're trying to help you discover your purpose, your passion, and your possibilities. It's been a while. First, some updates. Life is good. My son Drake just got accepted to Winthrop University. So we'll be, that's where he really wants to go. We had a good visit there a few weeks ago. So he just got accepted Friday. And so, you know, we'll start that process of making sure that can happen. He's wanting to do theater performance, and they have just tremendous facilities over there. He's already got some friends who are in school over there. So I'm excited for him, excited for that opportunity. Karis is finishing up her second semester at Southern Wesleyan University. She's been living on campus. She just came home for Christmas break. They've got exams this week. I think she exempted most of her exams. So this has been a good, really good semester for her. She made some really good friends. And it's crazy because she's some of her best friend. I was around when her parents were in school. And so we've been good friends for, you know, 20 plus years. So that's a pretty cool thing, just those connections. And Milena's home. So everybody's under one roof now. And so we're excited for the holidays. We're excited for Christmas. Lots going on. We're in the month of December, and typically, you know, everyone makes New Year's resolutions. And we, you know, whether it's losing weight or reading the Bible more, praying more, or, you know, stopping, you know, a bad habit. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions. And if you followed me for the last couple of years, every December, I read the book, Your Best Year Ever. And basically, you know, it's five steps to just being more productive, but just living a more full life. But here's what I'm focusing on this December. I want to enter 2024 with a clean slate. And what that means is there are our brains, and I've talked about this before, our brains are wonderful, beautiful creations. Our brains remember so much more than we realize. And the way that our brains work, if you have an uncompleted task, let's call it an open loop, whether it's something big or small, you know, an unpaid bill, something undone, your brain remembers that. And your brain in the background, even if you're not thinking, even if it's not in the forefront of your brain, there's a part of your brain that is constantly thinking about this task that's undone, this thing that you've got to do. And when your brain is operating like that, and you get 10 tasks like that, your brain kind of goes into overload. You get overwhelmed. It creates anxiety. It creates stress. And again, this is not stuff you're even thinking about. It's not stuff you're actively worried about. This is stuff happening in the back of your mind. And a lot of times, these are things that can be taken care of with a phone call, sending an email, mailing something. most of the time, these are things that we have made mountains out of molehills. And so what I am focusing on this December is I am trying to clear the slate. I am trying to look through my life. I am going to take some time, probably one evening, and sit down and go through my brain and every area of my life and think, okay, what have I left undone? And Dave Ramsey has this, you know, he has this debt snowball where you kind of list all your financial debts and you pay off the lowest one first and then you kind of work down the line. And that's the way this is going to work is, man, if I've got one that will take 5 minutes, I'm going to do that first. And I'm going to, because when you complete a task, when you close that loop, it has such an amazing effect on your brain. When you complete that task, your brain is going to release really good dopamine, really good chemicals, and it's going to bring this kind of feeling of euphoria. So when you start, when you clean the slate where your brain is no longer chugging and using up all of your RAM in the background, all your processing power, you're going to feel like a new person. And so for me, some of the things that I know I've got to take care of are pretty major, pretty significant. And then there are some things that I know it's just an email. It's just typing something up. It's things that I've just kind of put off. Not in a bad way, not in a mean way, not in a slacking kind of way. It's stuff that I knew I could put off to a later day, and now that later day has come. So you got to schedule some time to go through that list of things you've left undone. And then you've got to kind of budget out your time, and you've got to create space. During the break, you've got to, and I would say you do this before the week of Christmas. Or oftentimes, there are some of these things that can be taken care of after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. We typically have a little bit of time then. But wouldn't it feel so much better to have this done before Christmas? To be able to get to Christmas, to Christmas Eve, to Festivus, and just take this deep breath, this sigh of relief of knowing, man, I got it done. I'm clear. And then you can take that week after Christmas, and you can take a day, you can take an evening, and that's when you can sit down and say, all right, what are we doing in 2024? I'm thinking about a lot of those things. So right now I'm focused on things, tasks that I've got to complete, tasks that are going to make my life a little bit easier, free up my brain space. And then, the last couple of years I've set, you know, for me every year, you know, try to lose weight. And what's crazy this year is, if you look at the scale, I have not lost a ton of weight this year. But when I look in the mirror, I can see some definite change. And when I look at the analytics, and I see, man, I have burned through working out, I've burned more than twice as many calories as I did last year. And I may not have lost weight, but I have lost over 10 pounds of fat this year. And that's a win. So I'm not looking at the scale and be like, eh, man, you failed. No, I feel very excited. I feel very not accomplished. Not that I have completed the task, but I feel like I'm a lot closer to my goals. I feel great. I've got some lower back issues that are created by the position that I sleep in. I sleep in this really crazy crawling position on my stomach, and I know it jacks my hips up and it jacks my back up. And so one thing I'm focused on now that I've already started is a daily stretching routine to try to fix. And there's a fancy word for it, but basically I have an over-exaggerated curve in my lower back. And so from about the middle of my back to right below my butt, dude, it is tight, it is painful, it is, as a doctor would say, jacked up. And so I'm just, you know, trying to get that figured out, man. I'm just trying to get that worked out, get that where I can have some good mobility. Now, this, you know, I'm very grateful that this issue has not hindered me in the gym, has not hindered me lifting weights, has not hindered me doing you know, high intensity interval training. I can definitely see over the last month I've really switched up my workout routine and really can start. I'm starting to feel a difference. I'm starting to see a difference. So I'm down, man. I'm excited. Excited for the future. But again, what are those things? What are the tasks you need to get done? And it's going to change your life. And I know for me, you know, I've had some pretty big things hanging over my head, and I want to enter the new year not having to worry about those things anymore. And I procrastinated. I you know, I've put them off, but, I'm excited for the future. Very excited for the future. So I hope that you can take care of some really important things. I hope that you get to spend some real quality time with your family this holiday season, Christmas, New Year's, all the holidays, all, you know, the whole season. I'm really excited. Really excited for the future. And I hope you are too. There's so many great things we have to live for. Life is so precious. It's so amazing. So wonderful. And you got to find that something. You got to find that something, whether it's your faith or your kids or your you've got to find that thing that really makes you feel alive, that really gets you out of bed in the morning. Because you're going to go through seasons of darkness. You're going to go through seasons of discouragement. And when you do that, you got to be able to come back to that one thing. And it's got to be enough to pull you up, to be the light in the darkness. For me, that's my faith. And God's been so faithful to me through some dark times, really dark times this year. And I'll probably share about that a little bit more coming in the future. So December's for closing loops and getting ready for the future. So God bless you all. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast. And leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.